Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced voice AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's the scoop? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. It's often a challenge to balance automation with that human touch. How does Dasha AI tackle these issues uniquely? Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch in your outreach. Great question. Balancing automation with a human touch means using AI to handle repetitive tasks like initial calls or follow-ups, but doing it in a way that sounds natural and engaging, like a real conversation. Dasha AI's platform uses advanced voice technology to mimic human intonation, pauses, and even small interjections, so prospects feel like they're talking to a person, not a robot. It's about making automation feel personal, which boosts engagement and conversion rates. Does that sound like something that could fit your needs? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now, and you use Dasha AI, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? I love that forward-thinking question. If Dasha AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd imagine your lead generation would be running like a well-oiled machine. Automated calls that feel genuinely human, higher conversion rates, and a steady stream of qualified leads flowing in without the usual manual grind. Your sales team could focus more on closing deals rather than chasing prospects. Plus, you'd likely see a noticeable boost in revenue and efficiency. Sounds like a pretty sweet outcome, right? What part excites you the most about that vision? What do you mean by focusing more on closing deals rather than chasing prospects? Why is that important to you? Great follow-up. What I mean is that with Dasha AI handling the initial outreach and qualification calls, your sales team spends less time dialing numbers and more time engaging with prospects who are already interested and ready to talk. This shift is important because it maximizes your team's productivity and morale. Closing deals is way more rewarding than cold calling all day. Plus, it speeds up your sales cycle and ultimately drives more revenue. Does that resonate with how your team works? Tell me more about how that shift to more productive and motivated sales team impacts your business. Diving deeper, love it. When your sales team is more productive and motivated, it creates a positive ripple effect across your business. Happier reps mean lower turnover, which saves hiring and training costs. Plus, motivated teams tend to close deals faster and build better relationships with clients, boosting customer satisfaction and loyalty. All that adds up to stronger revenue growth and a healthier bottom line. It's like turning your sales force into a well-tuned engine, driving your business forward. How does that align with your current goals? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to today? Great move. Right now, many businesses face challenges like limited time and resources to reach enough quality leads, inconsistent follow-up, and difficulty scaling personalized outreach without burning out their team. Sometimes the tech tools don't quite capture that natural human feel, which can hurt engagement. Does that sound familiar? What specific hurdles are you seeing on your side? What are all the ways limited time, inconsistent follow-up, and scaling challenges are affecting the business right now? That's a key question. Limited time means your sales team might miss out on reaching enough prospects, so potential deals slip through the cracks. Inconsistent follow-up can frustrate leads, making them lose interest or go to competitors. And scaling challenges often lead to either overworked reps or impersonal outreach that doesn't connect. Altogether, these issues slow down growth, reduce revenue, and can even hurt your brand reputation. It's like trying to run a race with a few stones in your shoes, frustrating and inefficient. How are you currently managing these challenges? Can you go a bit deeper on how these challenges slow down growth and reduce revenue? Absolutely. When your team can't reach enough quality leads due to limited time, your sales pipeline shrinks, meaning fewer opportunities to close deals. Inconsistent follow-up causes potential customers to lose trust or interest, so they might choose competitors instead. And if scaling outreach feels impersonal, prospects won't engage, leading to lower conversion rates. All these factors combine to slow your sales velocity and reduce overall revenue growth. It's like having a leaky bucket. You keep pouring in effort, but much of it just slips away. Does that analogy hit home?